Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the Trust, our Apostolic Secretary and Congregation Mount Zion, the Trust, our Lord. Higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way, in high standing every day, till praying has overdone the up at my feet on higher ground. Now lift me up, then let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. I plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where dust arrives and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where peace abound, my prayer, my hand is higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand, faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. You plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts set me ahurl. Her faith has caught a joyful sound, a song of saints on higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plan than I have found. Now plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch your gleam, the glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found, yet lead me on to higher ground. So lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. I put my feet on higher ground.
Part two of Is Jesus Really God? Part two. Okay, we're on page of our track, page three. And it says that I am the Lord thy God. Okay, so what does that translate into? I am the Yahweh thy Creator. We're going to call Lord, we're going to call him God, Yahweh, the Father. And then we're going to call this God instead of Elohim, which is a feminine. Elohim, that's what they say. I don't know how much truth is in that, but we're going to call it Creator. I am the Yahweh, thy Creator, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of the bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Deuteronomy 5, 6, and 7. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, which would translate into Yahweh, the Father, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Now, what is this talking about here? Ye are my witnesses to Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen. But I know He talks this way with Moses. Moses is my servant I've chosen. He chose David, my servant. He chose all the prophets as his servants. Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and Hosea and Micah and all your minor prophets. And it says, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Okay, this is the Father talking here. And when we use that God, we're going to use the pagan term, even though that word wasn't even heard of in the Paleo-Hebrew. It wasn't even a transliteration in the English from the Paleo-Hebrew, but it was an invention of the Greeks and the Latins that teamed up to have a say in the translation of the New Testament, and so therefore they couldn't transliterate Yahweh and the English word God, so they just created thin air, they just created a name, God, that they attributed to Baal, and they just said, well, we'll just give that to, they give that to the Father and the Son. And so that's what they did. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Yahweh. And beside me there is no Savior. Well, I think that Savior is wrong, because Yahshua was certainly beside him at different times, and Yahshua is his only begotten Son, created out of his own loins, and he appointed him as the Savior of the repentant sinner of this world. He said, I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no stranger God among you, therefore you are my witnesses, said to Yahweh, that I am the Yahweh. Yea, before me, the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver it out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now, we know that Isaiah identifies the Holy One of Israel as Yahshua the Son. So let's go back and reread that, Isaiah 43, 10 to 15. We just read the last part. It says, I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith Yahshua, your Redeemer. That's the sinner's Redeemer, by his blood here on this earth, as the Holy One of Israel. I am the Yahshua, your Holy One, as the Creator of Israel. Now all of a sudden we have Yahweh earlier as the Creator of all things, and now we got this confusion of Yahshua being the Creator of all things. But actually over there in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, I think it pretty well clarifies that statement, where it says that Yahshua says he's the co-creator with the Father. So that's what the Father says through Paul. He says, Luke is the one that wrote the book of Hebrews, and he says through Luke there, he says, the Son is I created all things by him, he said. Okay, let's go ahead. Thus, the first one of the Ten Commandments says that you are to have no gods before the Yahweh, thy Elohim. Well, if we're going to put Yahweh in the place of the Lord and Yahweh in the place of God, let's just say Yahweh, thy Yahweh. What's the reason for it? What's the redundancy? There's no reason for it. So we'll just use the singular and just say, have no other gods before the Yahweh, thy Father. Let's just put thy Father, instead of having a redundancy of using the same name twice within three words. See, and the prophet Isaiah says that before me there was no God formed. neither shall be after me. For you know, here's another thing. Yahweh is eternal. And so there's nothing that you can indicate being before Yahweh. It would have to be anything you indicate being before Yahweh, it would have to be before the Son. Because the Son is a created entity. So it says, and the prophet Isaiah says, that before me, speaking for Yahshua, this is actually speaking for Yahshua the Son, there was no God form. All small letters. Alright? In other words, he said, Yahshua said, before me there was no deities form. Neither shall they be after me. And we read in 1 Timothy 2.5, chapter 2, verse 5, that there is one mediator between Yahweh and man, the man Yahshua, the Messiah. In order for Yahshua to be a mediator, he has to stand before Yahweh on the Day of the Atonement once a year. As he does when he is a high priest in the heaven today. I was then bidden to take notice of the two apartments of the heavenly sanctuary. For the curtain or door was open, and I was permitted to enter. In the first apartment I saw the candlestick with the seven lamps, the table, the showbread, the altar, the incense, and the censer. All the furniture of this apartment looked like the purest gold and reflected the image of the one who entered the place. For the curtain which separated the two apartments was of the different colors and material, with a thousand, with a beautiful border in which were figures wrought of the gold to represent the angels. The veil was lifted and I looked into the second apartment. I saw there an ark which had the appearance of being of the finest gold. As the border around the top of the ark was most beautiful work representing crowns, and the ark were the tables of the stone containing the Ten Commandments. Two lovely cherubs, one on each end of the ark, stood with the wings outstretched above it, and touching each other above the head of Yahshua as he stood before the mercy seat. Their faces were turned toward each other, and they looked downward to the ark, representing all the angelic hosts looking with interest at the law of the Yahshua. Between the cherubim was the golden censer. And as the prayers of the saints offered in the faith came up to Yahshua, and he presented them unto his Father, a cloud of fragrance arose from the incense, looking like the smoke of the most beautiful colors. Above the place where Yahshua stood before the ark was an exceedingly bright glory. That I could not look upon. It appeared like the throne of Yahweh. As the incense ascended unto the Father, the excellent glory came from the throne to Yahshua, and from him it was shed upon those whose prayers had come up like the sweet incense. Light poured upon Yahshua in the rich abundance and overshadowed the mercy seat. And the train of the glory filled the temple, and I could not look upon the surpassing brightness. No language can describe it. I was overwhelmed and turned from the majesty and glory of the scene. I was also shown a sanctuary upon the earth containing two apartments. It resembled the one in heaven, and I was told that it was a figure of the heavenly, as the furniture of the first apartment of the earthly sanctuary was like that in the first apartment. Sanctuary was like that, the furniture of the first apartment of the earthly sanctuary was like that in the first apartment of the heavenly. The veil was lifted, and I looked into the Holy of Holies and saw that the furniture was the same as in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, for the priest ministered in both the apartments of the earthly. He went daily into the first apartment, but entered the most holy once, only once a year, to clear it from, to cleanse it from the sins which had been conveyed there. I saw the Yahshua ministered in both the apartments of the heavenly sanctuary, where the priest entered into the earthly with the blood of an animal as an offering for sin. Yahshua entered into the heavenly sanctuary by the offering of his own blood, Hebrews 9:12. For the earthly priests were removed by the death, therefore they could not continue long. But Yahshua was a priest forever through the sacrifices and offerings both brought to the earthly sanctuary. For the children of Israel were to lay hold of the merits of a Savior to come, and in the wisdom of the Yahweh, the particulars of this work were given us that we might buy. Looking to them, understand the work of the Yahshua in the heavenly sanctuary. Early Writings, page 251-252. For the Yahweh said unto the Moses. Okay, I'm through with the pagan expressions of Lord God and Jesus and all that. I'm through with that. I'm going to call it Yahweh Father, Yahshua Son, and etc. And the Yahweh said unto the Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is up on the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Leviticus 16:2. Thus we see that the testimony, Ten Commandments, says that you shall have no other gods before me. Today Yahshua is a high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. As such, he has to go into the most holy place, our second apartment, once a year, and stand before the mercy seat and offer his blood upon the mercy seat where his Father, for his Father is the Almighty Yahweh, his presence is. Thus, if Yahshua is the very God, I can say, so thus if Yahshua, the Son, is the very God, the Father, then he is dead, because he would be a transgressor of the law. 1 John 3:4. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And he could not exist in the presence of the Holy One as a sinner. Of course, we know that this is a fallacy, but it just goes to show how ludicrous is the false doctrine that Jesus is the very God, that Yahshua the Son is the very Yahweh, the Father. For the Word is made flesh, although the vast majority of the Scriptures prove that Yahshua is the Son of the Yahweh the Father, and not the very Yahweh, and thus the Father, and thus by the weight of the evidence we know that he is the Son and not the Father. Still, most people get bogged down by a few proof text scriptures that to them say that Jesus is God, or in our term, Jesus is the Yahweh. Jesus is the Yahweh. Or Yahshua the Son is the Yahweh the Father. See, they both have different names. Yahshua the Son has the name Yahshua. The Father has one Yahweh. So how are you going to say Yahshua the Son actually is Yahweh the Father? That's what you have to say. So we will deal with those. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. And the same was in the beginning with the Yahweh, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of the grace and truth. John 1, 1, 2, and 14. Now let's go back and reread that by possibly supplying a few missing links or words, like a preposition here and an article there. That makes all the difference in the world, and the understanding, the clarity of anything is have the proper wording in the proper places. And the beginning was, is a past tense adverb, so that's fair, was the Word. So we know that Yahshua says in John's, in Revelation chapter 1, and I'm going to go read it to you. Well, now I'll read to you here in Revelation chapter 1. I'm going to start with verse 1 through 8. Okay, it says, for the revelation of the Yahshua, the Son, which the Yahweh the Father gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of Yahweh, and of the testimony of Yahshua, Messiah, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John unto the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. All right, who is this? From him which is, that would be Yahshua the Son, and which was, he was in the beginning of the Father, that's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That's in John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 14. And which is to come, this is Yahshua. He's yet to come the second time visibly. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Okay. So Yahshua, when he comes and sits upon the throne of his glory, Matthew 25, 31, 32, and also Luke 1, 32 and 33, when he sits upon that throne of David to reign over his enemies here in the 12th hour until he puts all his enemies under his footstool, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Okay. So Yahshua comes, he has his own throne, and he has seven spirits before his throne, just ministering unto him. And from Yahshua, Messiah, okay, let's back up a little bit. John unto the seven congregations of Israel, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is. That would be the Father, which is, and which was, he always has been, and which is to come. So Yahweh has a presence. He has a past that we don't know the beginning of it. And he has a time to come in the end time. Also to join his Son here on this earth. And the 12th parabolic hour that we're in now. Okay. And from Yahshua, okay, from Yahshua the Son, who is as the faithful witness and as the first begotten of the dead. Okay, so Yahshua has a beginning. He's the first begotten of the dead. And if you were to go to the book of John, okay, you had John 3:18, I believe it is. Let's go look it up. Let's see here what we got. It says, he that dwelleth on, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Father Yahweh. Okay. Go back to Revelation now, and he says, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, so that would be Yahshua the Son, and hath made us kings and priests unto the Father and his son, Father, and unto the Yahweh. He hath made us kings and priests unto, it says, God and his Father. Well, this is terrible. The translators, they did a terrible injustice by being bribed into corrupting the sacred names of Yahweh and the Son, and putting these pagan titles and names in their places. Let's go read that again. Verse 6, Revelation 1. And hath made us kings and priests unto the Son, Yahshua, and unto his Father, Yahweh. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, hallelujah. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, as the beginning and as the ending. Okay. Saith the Yahshua, which is and which was and which is to come. Let's say that again. I am the Alpha, this is in red letters, this is Yahshua talking, and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith Yahshua. Okay. So they got this mass confusion here because it says, saith the Lord, up in lowercase, which is talking about Yahshua. And they've done fine until they get to the last word, and they said Almighty, but Yahshua is referred to as the Mighty, not the Almighty. Almighty is a title for the Father. Mighty is a title for Yahshua. So let's read this again. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith Yahshua, which is and which was and which is to come, as the Mighty, M-I-G-H-T-Y. Okay. Revelation of Yahshua. Revelation 1:9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in the tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of the Yahshua Messiah, or the Yahshua the Son, was in the isle, has got this word, which is past tense. But this is John the Revelator talking in the present tense. So there you have it, another corruption. They put the adverb was, which is a past tense verb, in the place of a present tense verb. Let's do it again. For I, John, who also am your brother and companion in the tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of the Yahshua, the Son, is in the isle that is called Patmos. For the word of the Yahweh the Father and for the testimony of Yahshua Messiah. So that's his son, Yahshua the Son. I was in the Spirit on the Yahshua's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. So the Sunday keeping world today, they said, oh, Yahshua, or Jesus is the Son. Well, he is, he changed the Sabbath from Sabbath as the Sunday, the first day of the week. It says so right here in Revelation 1:10. It says that he was on the Spirit on the Lord's day and said, Sunday is the Lord's day. Well, then that's a contradiction to Mark 2:27-28. That's a contradiction then to Mark, what Mark said about it. If that's so, let's go to read it. Mark 2:27-28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for the man. This is Yahshua talking. The Son is talking here. He said, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is a co-creator now. I'm going to say co-creator. Not just a creator. He's a co-creator with the Father. Also of the Sabbath. And you can go to Genesis chapter 1. The whole chapter deals with the creation week, and that will confirm exactly what Yahshua is saying right here. And Genesis 1:26 confirms that the Father and the Son are co-creators together. The Father being the head creator. And verse 11, Revelation 1, saying, I am the Alpha. Let's read verse 10 again. That's John the Revelator saying, I was in the Spirit on the Yahshua's day, which is the seventh day Sabbath. Okay. So John the Revelator is identifying the day that Yahshua appeared unto him. It was on the seventh day Sabbath on the Isle of Patmos, not on the first day of the week, Sunday. It was the seventh day Sabbath. I was in the Spirit on Yahshua's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am, yes, this is Yahshua talking now, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book. Okay, so what book is that? That turns out to be the book of the Revelation. And send it unto the seven congregations. Seven churches, it says here. And that would be, which are in Asia. It says send it unto Ephesus, number one, congregation of Israel, with and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, that's number three, and unto Thyatira, number four, and unto Sardis, number five, and unto Philadelphia, number six, and unto Laodicea, last but not least, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 1844. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. So Ephesus, the first congregation of Israel that Paul was put in charge of in the first century, had a golden candlestick, which is a symbol of the sanctuary service in operation, of the sanctuary being in operation. And so this is in the New Testament, so this sanctuary that had to be in operation was in heaven. And John the Revelator was allowed to look into the heavens in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. He says so. And he saw these seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment, down unto the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like the wool, as white as the snow. And his eyes were as a flame of the fire, and his feet like unto the fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth when a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first. This is Yahshua talking again. And the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And have the keys of the hell and of the death. Okay, so what are those keys? Are they the same keys that he gave to Peter in Matthew 16:19? Let's go and see if they are. Let's go and confirm if these are the same keys. And if they are, then he gives the keys to the kingdom to those that he has personally appointed for this position. Let's go see what Matthew 16:19 has to say about it. It says, And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was the Yahshua, the Son of the Yahweh in heaven. Right there it is. Matthew 16:19-20. And I'm going to read that to you again, but I'm going to read to you the whole story. It says, Verse 13, when Yahshua came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, they know that many nations and people have recognized Yahshua as being a Son of Man, that he was born of an earthly parentage. And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, which is Elijah, and others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? He said, Now I don't care about what all of those different people think or say who I might be. I want to know who among my 12 disciples say that I am. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Yahshua, the Son of the living Yahweh, the Father, in heaven. And Yahshua answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in the heaven. So Yahshua, he asked that question for one real purpose. He wanted to know which one of the 11 or 12 apostles, which one that the Father would speak through first and then press. Yahshua wanted to know which one of the 12 would the Father be impressing and convicting that apostle of the truth of this question? Who did men say that I am? Yahshua needed to know what his Father had to think about it. And so when Peter answered up and said, You are the Yahshua, the Son of the living Father Yahweh, he says, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, You're blessed because the Father has chosen you and to impress you who I am. It's the Father that did this, and he chose you out of the other 11 apostles. He chose you out of the other 11, and he said, Blessed art thou. So he says, And I say unto you, no, he said, and Yahshua says in verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Now Peter, the symbol, the name of Peter means stone. It means stone, rock. Okay? And upon this rock, well, Peter had the name that meant rock. It meant stone. And so Yahshua used his name as a symbol. And upon this rock, what rock, what do you mean upon this rock? Upon this rock of the truth that you have just testified to, that the Father has impressed you, him personally, himself, you have testified to that truth that I am the Son of the living Yahweh. And he says, now upon this rock of the truth, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now folks, here's the one scripture in all the Bible that proves and confirms that Yahshua is the Son of the living Yahweh, and he is not the very God himself. That he is only the Son. Right here is proof. I just read it to you. Verse 19, as we go on, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in the heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Peter passed his test, and it took the Father and the Son to provide this test for the 12 apostles. And Peter is the first one to respond, and he passed this test 100%. And because of that, Yahshua personally gave him the keys to the kingdom. He said, I can trust you with the keys to the kingdom because you will never doubt who I am. You will always, always, no matter what, you will never, ever in this world doubt as to who I am. So therefore, I'm going to trust you with the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Okay, now Yahshua, when he came to earth, when the Father sent him to earth over in Revelation, he trusted him with the keys, it says right here, to the keys of the hell and of the death. So, okay. I'll read Revelation 1:18 again. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And I have the keys, it says, of hell. They left out the article, and it has to be in there. To give the true meaning, I have the keys of the hell. Meaning, there's only one specific hell that I have the keys to. And that's the hell that is burning with fire and brimstone. Revelation 1:20. And that is the one at the end of the millennium, where the wicked and Satan and all of his evil angels are cast into for the final death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. For the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand. Now he said the mystery of these seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. For the seven stars are the angels of the seven congregations of Israel. It says seven churches here, but I'm going to put a more of a clear identity on these churches, and I'm going to say the seven congregations of Israel, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven congregations of Israel. Well, we got a little problem here yet. They're leaving out articles and prepositions. Now I'm going to go reread that verse 20 again. I'm going to start with the preposition for it. For the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and of the seven golden candlesticks, for the seven stars are as the angels of the seven candlesticks, or the seven congregations of Israel. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are of the seven churches, seven congregations of Israel. The seven candlesticks are not the seven churches. They are the part of the furnishing of the seven churches. They left out the preposition of, or of the seven candlesticks. These translators did a terrible injustice by being bribed into corrupting the transliteration of the Dead Sea Scrolls from the Hebrew, Paleo-Hebrew language, into the English transliteration. They did a terrible injustice. They did well at first when they first started their translation under King James' first order in 1603 to leave all the sacred names in place and everything, and all the prepositions and articles where they belong. But then the corruptors come along, and when they edited and revised the King James just a little bit, they tweaked it in 1611, and they were the translators then were bribed into putting these pagan titles and corrupting the English language. And it was all done by the Catholics and the Greeks, Orthodox Jews. They collaborated together. The Latin, the Catholics, the Greek Orthodox Jews collaborated in getting this job done. That's why we have such confusion. I am so thankful that Yahweh sent me a man that corrected the English language. He started in 1980. It took him 20 years to correct the English language and to have it certified by our Congress and the Senate of the United States. They had to rule on it and pass it into law that this was the truth in the law of the English language, that he had corrected it. And this is where I get my information on how to correct all this. I got it from his book. I ordered his book, and I've got this book in my possession. And I know how to punctuate and correctly punctuate all written English language works. And that's why I do what I do. Yahweh intended for that to be that way. It has to be that way. Because I've always had trouble with it. How are the seven candlesticks the seven churches, when in actuality they're only the seven pieces of furniture? They're an individual piece of furniture in the sanctuary service. How could they represent the whole church? No, not so. Just represents the service of the sanctuary service. It's just one piece of furniture of the many other furnitures that are in the sanctuary. Now let's go back to our reading here. It says, in the beginning. We're on page 4 here of this compilation by Alan D. Long. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, Yahshua, the Son, was with the Father. And the Word was the Father. The same was in the beginning with the Father. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of the grace and truth, John 1, 1 and 2 and 14. Some people have a hard time understanding their prepositions and verbs. Now this is exactly my argument. This is the first time that I've seen this word preposition used by anybody, almost by anybody at all, outside myself. And verbs. But what Alan DeLong left out here was, he should have said this. Some people have a hard time understanding their preposition, articles, nouns, and verbs put in their proper order. Because that's exactly the proper order that you write any grammatically correct sentence. You start with the preposition 1, article number 2, nouns are number 3, and verbs are number 4, in that order. Because there is a word that is with the Yahweh. This is Yahshua is a word that is with the Father, Yahweh. And there is a word that is Yahweh. Well, you see. Thus, there are two words and two distinct personalities here. The word is simply a title for both Yahweh the Father and Yahshua the Son. Just as the word Yahweh is a title for both in Jude 4. Okay, I disagree with that statement by Alan DeLong. I disagree with that. The word is only a title for the Son Yahshua. Now, the word can also apply to Yahweh's word, because he definitely had words of his own, there's no question about it. But when it talks about the word being with the Father, and the word being the Father, I have a problem with that, because they tried to illustrate this in John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and 14, and they left out prepositions and articles, and they put past tense adverbs in the place of present tense. And they just corrupted the whole understanding. If you had any chance at all to understand truly the clarification of John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, you wouldn't be able to, because of the translators leaving out key prepositions and key articles. But your articles is the, primarily the, and this, and an indefinite article is your A. Okay? So let's look at John chapter 1. And let's read verse 1 and 2. And probably bring this study to a close. Alright, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Okay. Now we know that Yahshua has a beginning. For it says so there in Revelation 3:14, Yahshua's own words, with his own testimony, he said that he is the beginning of the creation of his Father, and we're going to turn to that and read that. Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the congregation of the latter sins, Seventh-day Adventist. And who is the angel? We have learned that that is Verlis W. Johnson of Gilead Center, Kermit, Texas, 2002. That's when this met its fulfillment. This is Revelation 3:14. And this is Yahshua talking to Verlis W. Johnson at Gilead Center, 2002. And unto the angel, Verlis W. Johnson, of the congregation of the Israel at Gilead Center, Kermit, Texas, 2002, of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen. As the faithful and true witness, also as the beginning of the creation of the Father. Okay, so putting the proper wording in the proper places, we have a clearer understanding of what it's talking about. So we go back to John chapter 1, verse 1 again, and we'll read, in the beginning. What beginning? In the beginning of the first creation of Yahweh, which would be Yahshua, the first creation in heaven. So that's where that beginning began. in the beginning, and then it also applies to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And what does that say? Let's go back and read it. It says, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. So this earth has a beginning. Okay. Yahshua has a beginning. His beginning began in heaven before the beginning of this earth began. So we have a beginning here. 6,000 years ago. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. Okay, now let's go back to, again, to John chapter 1. So it says, in the beginning of the creation of this world was the word Yahshua. And the word Yahshua was with the Yahweh the Father. And the word was, and it says God here. Well, no, you can't say that the word Yahshua was with the Father and turn around and say, and the word was God. Because it's talking about the same word. Yahshua, the same word all the way through. It's not talking about two different words, meaning one word being a title for Yahshua and one word being a title for Yahweh. It's not saying that at all. It's saying, in the beginning was the word, which is Yahshua. And the word Yahshua was with the Father. And the word was, and then you put your prepositional phrase there after the adverb was. And first you just take away that adverb and put the present tense verb in its place. And then you say, and the word is with the Father in the beginning of the creation of this world. Okay? The same was in the beginning with the Father. That's what it says in verse 2. Just clarifying exactly what I straightened out in verse 1. This brings in the verse 30 hour contact. This is at the 11th hour corner, number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.
Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear. Ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Yahshua is here to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is true. Never forsaking all the way through. Living for burdens, pleasures of you. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Yahshua is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is strong. Living my burdens all the day long. For all my sorrow, giving a song. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is my home. Answering when upon him I call. And early waking, lest I should fall. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Joshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just